Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program here. Of course, you can join us at the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria. Talking about education, specifically, what would it be like in the absence of government coercion? And this is a conversation we've definitely had in the past over the years on Free Talk Live, and now the Foundation for Economic Education is weighing in. Bonnie's sharing that particular story. But, you know, just imagine if the government gang wasn't mandating kids learn A, B, and C, and wasn't mandating that they go to some room together in a institutionalized building or institutionalized chain link fenced with barbed wire on the top facility, because
they look just like prisons now.
Yeah, that's the thing. If they weren't mandating that, and the marketplace could actually provide education, what exactly would that look like? What would some of the benefits be?
And, you know, I realize that colleges and universities, they're all backed by government.
Almost all of them.
Yeah. But I expect the public school system would look a lot more like that, where kids can pick their interest, the subject they're interested in, and just take courses that are mostly, at least, related to that particular subject.
Well, I mean, maybe. Or maybe it wouldn't look anything like it, because, you know, college campuses are still this sort of mentality of, oh, we got to be on this one place together in this huge, you know, facility with this all these bureaucrats and, you know, teachers or whatever. Maybe schools would be even smaller than they currently are today. Maybe they'd be focused. Maybe it would have the whole range. Maybe there'd be these huge, big-ass campuses and then little single-house schoolhouses, you know, with, I know, like, Sudbury schools are an interesting thing that I learned about.
What's that?
It started in Massachusetts. There were a couple of guys that live here in Keene that I met years ago that went to a Sudbury school, and they told me all about it, and it was really interesting. The model of the Sudbury school, it's almost like an unschooling school. So as I explained earlier, unschooling is kind of like where it's child-directed learning. You let the kid just kind of, you know, learn whatever they want at whatever pace they want to. And a Sudbury school is like that, except there's an actual schoolhouse that they go to. And so what happens at the Sudbury school is, as I understand it, you get the whole range of student ages. So you may have in one room people who are, you know, little kids all the way up to senior age, high school.
Okay.
And what that allows for is, you know, it's something most people find, you know, counterintuitive. Wait, what?
Like the little kids see the older kids doing something cool,
yes,
and they're like, "Ooh, I want to learn how to do that."
And then the older kids can teach them if they feel like it. You know, can help the younger kids learn whatever the thing they want to learn. So there's, you know, sort of intergenerational or interage learning, and it helps to have. When you're a kid, and if all you're around is other kids your age, you're going to behave more like a kid.
Hmm.
Yeah. But if you're around older people who are more mature, then you may find it more interesting to try to mature, you know, sooner rather than later. So actually keeping kids together with kids isn't a good idea. It's not realistic, right? Like, in how much of, you know, they say school's about training you for real life. What a load. How many real
none of us, there's like a decade separating me and you and a decade separating Bonnie and me.
Yeah, and when you're at your workplace or whatever, how many times are you ever working with only people who are within 12 months of your, you know, your age?
Never. At
never
any point
happens
in my entire life.
In reality, ever. So, you know, being in a school room. Anyway, I thought that was cool. That's so, you know, you basically you're sending your kids to a school room and they kind of learn at their own pace. The other interesting thing that they told me about it was that the kids actually run the school. So what I mean by that is if there's somebody that they need to hire for a janitor, the kids do the hiring.
Hmm.
So they do the interviewing of the potential candidates to take whatever job. It could also be to hire like an expert. So if they want to learn about karate or they want to, you know, they want to learn about fill in the blank bugs or whatever, they would, you know, they'd look at the different applications from the people that want to come teach about this thing or come do a job at the school, and they are the ones who decide through the democratic process, in their case, who to hire, which is interesting.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so it gives them, like, control, literal total control over their education.
And, I mean, that way they're invested in choosing the right person because the right person is going to actually, it's not some school board picking the right person or some bureaucracy.
It's not top down, it's bottom up.
It's the people who's going to actually be affected by the choice.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, those things exist now. They're out there today. It's just we would have more innovation like that, more people trying new things. And I suspect that's some of what Foundation for Economic Education is going to tell us here. So go ahead, Bonnie.
Yep, we left off where they were saying history books detailing the common school movement pushed the myth that people were all illiterate before there was compulsory, you know, mandated schools.
Mm.
And it says, in truth, literacy rates were quite high, particularly in Massachusetts, where the first compulsory schooling statute was passed in 1852.
Oh, so Massachusetts has always just sort of been
the worst.
Like Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Historians Bowles and Gintis report that approximately three-quarters of the total U.S. population, including slaves, were literate.
Including slaves. Wow. Okay.
There was a panoply of education.
I imagine a significant portion of the 25% that weren't literate were slaves.
Yeah.
There was a panoply of education options prior to mass compulsory schooling, including an array of public and private schooling options, charity schools for the poor, robust apprenticeship models, and homeschooling. This latter approach being the preferred method of Massachusetts education reformer Horace Mann, who homeschooled his own three children while mandating common school attendance for others.
Mm, sounds about right.
That's so true like today, too. A lot of teachers send their kids to private schools. Teachers who work at government schools, significant numbers of them send their own children to private schools.
And not to mention politicians.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like all their kids go to private schools.
Yep.
The primary catalyst for compulsory schooling was a wave of massive immigration in the early to mid-1800s that made lawmakers fearful. Many of these immigrants were Irish Catholics escaping the deadly potato famine, and they threatened the predominantly Anglo-Saxon Protestant social order of the time.
That's right.
Oh, so
it's a religious conflict.
They needed to homogenize them.
Yeah, well, they wanted to stop the Catholics from educating. They wanted to, you know,
they wanted to make them drop their Irish culture that was going to educate them, and you know, Irish Catholicism. And then, no, you have to be one of us.
Yep.
In 1851, the editor of the Massachusetts Teacher, William Swan, wrote, "In too many instances, the parents are unfit guardians of their own children. If left to their direction, the young will be brought up in idle, dissolute, vagrant habits, which will make them worse members of society than their parents are. Instead of filling our public schools, they will find their way into our prisons, houses of correction, and almshouses."
So it was literally just racist fear-mongering.
But this is going to be the excuse that would be used today. So if somebody proposes we should get rid of government compulsory education, the same propaganda is going to come about. Oh, my God, if you don't have the government forcing kids to go to school, they're just going to play video games all day.
Their parents aren't fit to teach them.
Yeah, but there are people who, like, make tons of money just playing video games all day.
That's true. That's a comeback we didn't have 20 years ago or whatever. But, you know, then that goes back to the points that I was, you know, talking about with the Sudbury School. One of the guys, actually, I had them address this question. Because this is always what comes up if you talk about getting rid of the government schools. It's like, well, okay, what happens if some kid just wants to play video games all day? Because you know that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that kid does exist. And one of them said, yeah, that was me. The kid said that he was grown up at the time when I talked to him. He said that he had actually gone to government school for most of his life. And then in high school, his parents put him into the Sudbury School. And so because he was in a place where learning sucked and it sucked all the fun out of, you know, actually learning things, he did want to play video games, so he's like, hell yeah, I can play. Wait, you're telling me I can play video games all day in this school? Yeah, sign me up. All right, where's the Nintendo? And so he started doing that. But then what he noticed was that all these kids around him, his peers, were actually learning things and having fun at learning and advancing and getting smarter. And he put down the controller on his own volition after a little while. I mean, he did play some games,
sure.
And then after a little while, he realized maybe he should learn a thing.
Awesome.
You know?
Nice.
So I think that would happen on a societal level. With people wanting to beat out the Joneses, so to speak. More coming up here in moments, 603-283-6160. Or you can choose to be a poor loser for your...
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, open phones. If you want to join join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
And by the way, I want to let you know about Intercoin. It has launched worldwide, and they can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using your own token. So if there's a token you want to launch or an app you want to build, go to intercoin.org. You can enter your email there, and the team at Intercoin will get in touch and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, you can get some of the Intercoin investor tokens for yourself. Head over to intercoin.org. As we're going to go to your calls and thoughts, and then we'll continue with Bonnie has a story she's sharing with us from the Foundation for Economic Education about what life could be like, what the educational world would be like if we didn't have coercion behind it, if we didn't have government mandates by threats of violence. And if you don't think there's a threat of violence behind the government education system, try not paying the property tax bill, or try not sending your kids to government school and see what happens. At some point, some men in badges are going to be pounding on your door. It's only a matter
of time. If not taking your children away.
Yeah, they can do that too. And likely putting them in a scary foster home with questionable people who might lock them in closets or molest them or God knows what other terrible things, starve them. Let's go to Jill, though, in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello. I know someone who homeschools her children, only they... Well, they're growing older now, but, I mean, she'll homeschool them for a few more years, I guess, till they all finish. But I asked her if they had to take some kind of test to be allowed to be doing that once in a while, and she told me they didn't have to because they had a religious exemption.
Nice. Well, different states have different rules about this. So places like California are almost completely... not quite outlawing homeschooling, like that you've got to jump through a ridiculous amount of hoops. There's a lot of government obedience, like you got to submit educational plans to the government if you're going to do homeschooling, and if you don't jump through their hoops, they come after you with criminal charges or whatever. And then there's places like New Hampshire and some other states that are more friendly towards homeschooling and require very little of parents by comparison.
I thought I was a street vendor for 27 years. I thought if I had a kid of my own, I'd try to get him homeschooled. I mean, what I would do probably is take him to work with me. That's what I thought. And I could teach him his letters and stuff like that and read to him, too, and so forth in between orders. Of course, it might be necessary to slap him occasionally if he tried to interrupt business while I was serving a customer. But anyway, I never had a child. I've never been married, but...
Well, that's good. I tend to believe that if you think slapping children is a solution, you shouldn't have kids. So I'm glad you didn't.
I don't go hold with brutality, but I'm not against a certain amount of corporal.
Did your parents hit you?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I figured.
My mother administered the formal spanking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got spanked as a kid, and I'm not.
My mother spanked, my father slapped.
Okay.
Both of those, I would argue, are unacceptable ways of handling children.
I totally agree with you there.
My sister thinks she has PTSD and it ruined her life getting spanked, but I also got spanked and I'm fine.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're so well adjusted, Bonnie. That's good, because a lot of people get pretty effed up because of that. And Jill just dropped off the line, I think. Jill?
I mean, what spanking teaches people is when someone does something you don't like...
That violence is the solution.
Yes.
Yeah. And somehow you managed to not take that lesson away from it, Bonnie, so I think you got lucky.
I just learned not to use the compartment in the back of my dad's van for a trash can and leave a rotting hamburger in there.
I got spanked a few times as well, but only like twice, I think.
See, yeah, I rarely got spanked.
Okay, that's good to know.
Too.
But you leaving some trash in a cabinet was the reason for spanking?
I would like be like, I want a cheeseburger when we go out to eat, and then I would... throw it into this thing in the back of my dad's van. Mm-hmm. That's what the thing I remember getting spanked for, but I'm sure I got spanked for other things.
And then they found it later, and it was gross.
Yeah.
And they were upset.
I was just like, that was my trash can. In my brain, it was just like it disappeared when I put it in that thing.
Right. Well, a lot of people say they only spank when it's like the worst possible transgression, and I gotta say that doesn't sound like, you know, that doesn't sound like, you know, making the kid lose some sort of privilege wouldn't be, because there's all kinds of.
A human should be easier to train than a dog, but I've been managing to train my dog just fine without ever spanking
without
her.
Without hitting it,
yeah.
I don't think you should spank a dog.
Agree totally.
The thing I do to Coconut is I like poke at him, but it doesn't hurt him. I like point at his face because he hates being pointed at.
All right, let's continue, Bonnie. You've got this story here from Foundation for Economic Education. It is about life without compulsory education. What would it be like?
So just to finish this quote by the guy that was saying that we need compulsory, or, you know, we need public schools because otherwise if we don't school these Irish immigrants' kids, then they'll grow up to be even worse than their parents are. He says, nothing can operate effectually here but stringent legislation, thoroughly carried out by an efficient police. The children must be gathered
up. That doesn't exist. Efficient police?
The children must be gathered up and forced into school, and those who resist or impede this plan, whether parents or priests, must be held accountable and punished.
And this was all because a bunch of Irish people came here because they were starving during a famine, so they arrived here poor and destitute and, you know, trying to build better lives for themselves.
And started their own schools.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, this is not okay.
Yeah, that was William Swan from Massachusetts back in the day.
So that's where this started. That's according to the story, it was Massachusetts was one of the key locations for starting government compulsory education. Not surprised.
It goes on to say, this isn't the quote anymore, this is the true history of compulsory schooling that rarely emerges behind the veil of social magnanimity.
Mm-hmm.
So what would happen if these inherently flawed compulsory schooling laws were eliminated? Number one, a power shift. First, people would tilt away from the state and toward family. Without legal force compelling school attendance, parents would have the freedom and flexibility to assume full responsibility for their child's education.
Which is how it should be anyway. I mean, too much of raising children is being pushed onto the school system. I mean, as early as preschool, people are they're having children and then not raising them. They're turning them over to the state to be raised.
Yep, and in some cases, you know, they don't want that, and some people are just like, that's what they want, to just, like, have a babysitter. It says they would not need government permission to homeschool, as is currently required in the majority of U.S. states.
Mm-hmm.
Private schools would not need to submit their attendance records to the state to show compliance. Public schools could still be available to those who wanted them, as they were prior to the 1852 law, but government schooling would no longer be the default education option.
Yeah, well, I would appreciate them not having compulsory education as far as attendance. That seems to be what they're talking about here. But also, I don't want to pay for it either. I don't either. So I don't know if they're addressing that in this particular story. This sounds more about the compulsory rules surrounding education.
Yeah, my position is if someone wants to have a child, then they should be either willing to educate that child or pay someone to educate that child, not outsource that to me.
Yep. More choices is the second thing. As more education choices sprouted, competition would lower prices, making access to these new choices widespread. Because the state would no longer need to bless the creation of various private schools and ratify their curriculum and attendance protocols, an assortment of education options would emerge. Entrepreneurial educators would seize the opportunity to create new and varied products and services, and parents would be the ones responsible for determining quality and effectiveness, not the state.
And that is what I was saying when I, you know, predicted this is going to be one of the biggies, because I forget who described it this way, like letting 1,000 educational flowers bloom, all these different things that have never been tried before. People get to try. You want an atheist education?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Dr. Anthony Fauci argued Sunday on CNN's State of the Union that people confuse religious with philosophical objections.
There are precious few religions that actually say you cannot do that. I mean, very, very few. I mean, literally less than a handful. But people, you know, sometimes confuse a philosophical objection with a religious objection. When you talk about actually established religions, there are so few of those that actually will not allow you to get vaccinated.
Centrist Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, is insisting that natural gas be allowed to have a central role in President Biden's clean energy agenda, which puts him on a collision course with Democratic lawmakers who worry he will have the power to water down what they see as a once-in-a-generation opportunity to address climate change. This is USA Radio News. Former New Jersey Governor Republican Chris Christie said on Sunday that 2020 presidential candidate Joe Biden is now officially dead and buried after the president went to Capitol Hill in an attempt to break an impasse among Democrats on a bipartisan infrastructure bill and a massive social spending package.
2020 Joe Biden is now officially dead and buried. Oh. The guy who ran against the progressives, ran against Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, ran to be a uniter in this country, ran saying he was going to force compromise. And he went up to Capitol Hill and he capitulated to the progressives, the liberals, and his party.
Biden went to Capitol Hill on Friday to try to ease tensions between members of his party, though his efforts to unify Democrats were not successful. U.S. stock indexes were set to open lower on Monday as most big technology stocks were pressured by an uptick in Treasury yields, while Tesla shares rose after reporting a record number of electric vehicle deliveries. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian,
Bonnie,
and Aria.
We're talking about education absent the coercive aspect, which none of us have ever had the opportunity to experience that in the United States in our lifetimes, because mandatory government indoctrination goes all the way back to the 1800s. As Bonnie was explaining from this story at Foundation for Economic Education, which we are going to continue, but I do want to let you know about Odyssey. And Odyssey is an amazing platform based on an even more amazing protocol. And it's the protocol that's that is most important thing about Odyssey. So the protocol is called Library, L-B-R-Y. You can go to lbry.com and learn more about that. Basically, it's a uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol. It means that you can upload whatever media content you want to this platform or to this protocol, and no one can tell you you can't. There's no one who can take it down. There's no one who can censor it. And that is an amazing thing. So we've been on Library for a long time. Library launched Odyssey like over a year ago, maybe almost 2 years ago now at this point. And they now are one of the top technology sites out there, basically. There's millions of users.
Awesome.
There's over a million creators, I believe, on Odyssey. It's really gaining steam. And that's because sites like YouTube are taking people down. And, yeah, we're streaming on YouTube tonight. But we may
maybe
not. Yeah.
We haven't checked.
Well, I see people commenting, so okay. That usually means that we are. So thank you for watching us on whatever platform you're watching us on, whether it be Twitch or DLive or YouTube. But if you want to watch us on the most secure, the best platform out there, it's Odyssey, because it is on the library protocol. And you really ought to take some time to check it out. Go to video.freetalklive.com. You can follow our channel there. Subscribe to us. That's video.freetalklive.com. And, yes, we do stream there, and that is where our video archives go. Yeah, sometimes they end up on YouTube, but like I said, they can take that whole channel down. If Odyssey were to decide that they, for whatever reason, didn't want us streaming on their platform anymore, because they can still control the streaming side of things, they can't do anything about us uploading videos to the library protocol. That channel will always be there, as long as people care about it. As long as people are following it and watching those videos and helping us share them, then they stay. So check it out at video.freetalklive.com. Bonnie, let's continue with your story from Fee.
We're on the second bullet point of what would happen without compulsory schooling laws. This one is more choices.
Like way more choices.
Which makes sense, because if you force everyone to use this one choice, then they're...
And pay for it.
And if you stop doing that, people will come up with better solutions.
Yep.
Entrepreneurial educators would seize the opportunity to create new and varied products and services, and parents would be the ones responsible for determining the quality and effectiveness, not the state. With less government red tape, current trends in education would gain more momentum. Virtual schooling, part-time school options. I hadn't even really thought about that. That's one thing that is lacking, just like parents who, you know, they could work half the week, but they can't, you know, they could send their kids away for part of the week and work the other half instead of, like, say, you know, there's lots of people that say, like, I can't homeschool because my kids are, or, you know, I can't do anything, you know, because I have to work. My kids have to go to preschool. And
sounds like they weren't ready to have children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they haven't really thought too hard about what their options might be.
Also true.
Because if you get together with other parents who are also limited in time, then you could fund, like, a Sudbury school.
Yeah.
You could have the kids go over to one parent's house every day or whatever, then when they've got their day off, and sort of move the school around. I mean, where there's a will, there's a way, you know? So a lot of these people, they just give up. They just figure, oh, well, I've got to go to work.
Which, again, weren't ready to have children.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to have children, that should be your priority until that child is grown. You know, not your job. I understand you have to work your job so you can feed that child, but getting that child the most secure and best education, that's more important than your job. Sorry.
A really Christian lady came up to me at the protest meeting and went to the other day and was talking to me for a long time. And whenever Ian came close to us, I was like, oh, that's my boyfriend. That's Ian. She's like, oh, your children will be beautiful. Have you chosen a date to start having them yet?
And Good Lord.
That was crazy, but I've never...
You didn't tell her I had a vasectomy.
No, I was just like, not yet. But, yeah, that was kind of crazy.
This is, by the way, what people... One of the reasons why having children is so popular, beyond just the natural human instinct to reproduce, is there's this kind of, I don't know what the word I'm looking for
is. There's massive societal pressure to hook up with someone in a heterosexual monogamous relationship and then produce offspring.
There's societal pressure, and some of that societal pressure comes in the form of this pumping up of someone's ego, right? It's like, you should have kids, not because of X, Y, or Z, you know, your reasons for having kids, whatever those might be. You should have them because they'll be beautiful. Oh, your kids will just be so great. You know, and that's really more of a pump up to the parent, right? Like, that's a pump on their ego of, oh, yeah, I never really thought about it. My kids would be so great and so attractive. You know, that person thinks I'm good looking. I should reproduce.
My parents told me that before they had kids, they used to always talk about how attractive their kids would be. And everybody must think that because they, you know,
that's
probably
such
don't
a
think
terrible
they're ugly.
There's reason to have children.
That's what I'm saying. There's a huge drive towards that. It's like, it's all about the parent. It's not about the kid. It's all about the parent having the ability to have attractive children or to have their son succeed where they failed, or, you know, to live vicariously through their kids. And I don't know if I think those are the right motivations.
I don't think they are.
In conversations with people about why they want to have kids, I used to always just say, like, the idea of, like, having a kid is really scary, so I wouldn't be opposed to just adopting. And people would often say, yeah, but I want to have my own kid. And I would always say, what's the difference, though? Like, that's kind of, like, sad. That's a sad way of thinking, like...
I never understood that either. My ex-wife and I, we planned to adopt instead of having our own kid, and she insisted that we would also have to have our own kid, one of the reasons we're not still together. I don't understand the difference.
Yeah, well, are you going to think that one's better than the one you adopted?
Almost certainly
they would. They would, because it's part of them. It's all about ego. It's all about reproducing themselves.
It's all about convincing themselves that they're somehow enduring their death.
I think so.
It's just a fear of death for them?
Maybe
that's a feel that I'm continuing my existence.
I bet that is. Okay, but...
And there's so much pressure. There's so much... Sorry, go ahead.
Going back to the more choices, if there was less...
No one ever asked me when I'm having kids, so maybe being trans is beneficial. I haven't been asked that in like 5 years at least.
People ask me, do I have kids a lot? But it's not usually when are you... Did you plan a date yet? Mm-hmm. And she also kept... Whenever I told her Ian was my boyfriend that I lived with, she kept calling him my future husband and said, hey, I've been talking to your future wife here. Mm. She's so great. Because she didn't want to just, like, admit...
Well, she views the world through one cultural lens. Yes. Yeah. So everything has to get interpreted that way.
Go on.
Okay, so more choices. More choices would emerge without compulsory schooling laws.
Yeah.
Virtual schooling, part-time school options, hybrid homeschooling models, and an array of private schools with diverse education approaches would emerge. As more education choices sprouted, competition with lower prices, making access to these new choices more widespread. Number three, more pathways to adulthood. Without the state mandating school...
Before we go on, I think that one important thing to say about this is, and they did touch on charitable education, is a big objection is always, well, what about the poor? Oh, poor people won't get educated. Well, no, that's not true either. Number one, prices will drop because of open competition. They'll drop to the point of being incredibly affordable, but there will still be free education available for those who need it because people think that matters. Because that's the number one concern or one of the top concerns of people when you bring up getting the government out of education, you know it matters to people to educate the poor. So you know people will donate towards educating the poor.
Good point. If it's a concern to you, will you donate money so that it's not an issue?
Yeah. Anyway, we'll continue here in a moment. 603-283-6160. As the other thing I was saying, like, yeah, you want to give somebody an atheist education? You want to give them an ultra-right-wing Christian education? You want to give them a hippie education? They'll all be available.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. Maybe enough time for you to call in right now. Here tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has them. You get the daily dispatch, and you'll stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. Bonnie, you're sharing with us 4 ways, I think it was, that the that education would change dramatically in the absence of state coercion. The one we were talking about, I think we were done with that one, was the...
More choices.
The choices that we'll have so many more. So where was the third one that we were going to get to?
More pathways to adulthood.
And this is from Foundation for Economic Education.
Without the state mandating school attendance for most of childhood, in some states up to age 18, there would be new pathways to adulthood that wouldn't rely so heavily on state-issued high school diplomas. Innovative apprenticeship models would be created, community colleges would cater more toward independent teenage learners, and career preparation programs would expand.
Let's be clear. Nothing relies on a high school diploma.
No, I have never been asked for mine.
It's all BS. The idea that anybody needs a high school diploma to get along and get in, you know, move up in the world, it's false.
Yeah, my grandma, she didn't graduate high school, and she just put in her college application, I graduated from this high school, and she went
not,
to
not
college.
Not even college checked it?
She went to college without graduating high school.
Wow. I was just talking about, like, getting a job or whatever. You don't, no one cares.
Says, as the social reformer Paul Goodman wrote in his book, New Reformation, our aim should be to multiply the paths of growing up instead of narrowing the one existing school path.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth is a broader definition of education. In his biography of Horace Mann, historian Jonathan Mercelli explains how compulsory schooling contracted a once expansive definition of education into the singular definition of schooling. Indeed. Today's education is almost universally associated with schooling.
Yeah, that's a good point. The idea of, oh, well, if you're not sitting in a room somewhere with a person standing at the front and a blackboard or a projector or whatever the hell whiteboard they're using these days, then you're not being educated. And that's nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah, like learning to cook is education.
Which you can do on your own.
Yeah, I've learned significantly more on my own than I ever did in a schoolroom.
Absolutely. I've learned more from hosting this show and listening to callers and reading things online.
Oh, talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just learning from a book.
Talking to people who have different experiences and that, you know, want to share that.
Marcelli writes that in enlarging the European concept of schooling might narrow the real parameters of education by enclosing it within the four walls of the public school classroom. I didn't read that wrong. It sounded weird, though. Eliminating compulsory schooling laws would break the century-and-a-half stranglehold of schooling on education. It would help to disentangle education from schooling and reveal many other ways to be educated, such as through non-coercive, self-directed education or unschooling. Even the most adamant education reformers often stop short of advocating for abolishing compulsory schooling statutes, arguing that it wouldn't make much of a difference. But stripping the state of its power to define, control, and monitor something as beautifully broad as education would have a large and lasting impact on re-empowering families, encouraging educational entrepreneurs, and creating more choice and opportunity for all learners.
Yeah, we don't need state bureaucrats thinking it's their business what your kids are learning.
No, and if people really think that, you know, public education is really that good of an idea, then it doesn't need to be compulsory, does it?
Precisely. People would choose it of their own volition.
But I don't think they would.
No, hell no.
I suspect that most people would choose some alternative or create the alternative themselves.
Yeah, and this would give them the freedom to do that. And if we get enough people together who believe like this, then this can be possible. We did see what they call, I believe, educational savings accounts or something like that being created, or school savings accounts.
Yeah, it has the word freedom account.
Education freedom account. I think that's what it's called.
Is that thing here in New Hampshire?
That's in New Hampshire. That, I believe, came about in the last year or two. Maybe it might have been this summer when that passed, actually.
Yeah, that was really recent.
Yeah, and so Free Staters, liberty activists here helped move that thing forward. So bringing freedom, and as I understand it, it reserves some number of thousands of dollars for parents that want to send their kids to private school.
That would otherwise go to public school for that child.
Yeah, I don't know if it counts for homeschool. It might as well for homeschool, but it's worth looking into. If you're, you know, for your parent, you want to look at other options for your kids, you know, it's still...
Because you're already being taxed. You might as well get the money back.
You might as well get it back. And so check that out. That's a cool thing. But that's only become possible because we have enough people that care about education freedom in this place, in this geographic area. So if we can get more people together that are like that, then we can really neuter the state educational apparatus. And let me tell you, the people that love the state, the people that are the government mandate people, those folks, they hate this. They hate, they're caterwalling on social media.
But they can still go to public school.
They can.
It's just another, the compulsory laws, I think, are just a way for people to get their hands on your kids.
That's
obviously to shape and define who they are, but also it's a way for them to easily take them away from you. Like, oh, little Johnny was sick.
He said you smoked weed. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Aria. It's not about you being free to make that choice or them being free to choose how to do with their kids. It's about them indoctrinating your kids. That's what makes them angry. They hate that parents are taking their kids out of the government school system. They hate that the government school system is losing control over homeschoolers and that those things are becoming deregulated because it means they don't have control and they don't get to, you know, whisper in these kids' ears with whatever crazy crap that they're teaching them.
Sounds like an improvement to me.
Yeah, it totally is. So, again, more people need to get up here to New Hampshire. If you're a freedom-minded person, if you understand what liberty is, if you're a libertarian, a voluntarist, or an anarchist, liberty-loving anarchist, you got to start planning to get up here because numbers are everything that makes a difference. That's the only reason why the things that we've done here have become possible and are becoming more and more possible. It's very exciting.
Can we all say what we got out of Gremlins?
Yes, we definitely have to talk about Gremlins. You and I went. It was your first time, Bonnie.
Yeah, I've never seen Gremlins.
Ari, you ended up saying you do recall seeing it at some point.
I've definitely seen it at some point.
I had seen it, I think, in, you know, probably the 80s or 90s as a kid. I did rent it within the last decade, so I had seen it somewhat recently. And it's a fun movie. It is.
I loved how they weren't really like malicious or evil. They were just
quite nasty.
Yeah, but I don't think they had any sort of moral compass. They were just agents of absolute chaos.
Destruction. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They did Christmas caroling.
I saw them actually being evil was when they were torturing Gizmo. The rest of it was just wanton destruction and chaos.
Well, I mean, Stripe, the bad guy, did come after the hero of the story with a chainsaw.
I haven't finished.
He does come after. You're in the last 15 minutes.
But that's just chaos. Taking a nice, organized human being and turning them to splattered organs everywhere, that's just chaotic.
He shoots at him, too. So, I mean, there is some element of danger, even though it's a very fun romp. It's a fun movie. And, you know, I think your mom said it was stupid or something. You were telling
me that. Saw it as a kid just because my mom said it was stupid. It wasn't like she was against it for Christian reasons
it's
or anything.
Stupid.
It is stupid. It's a stupid movie, and it's a lot of fun.
I was thinking the whole time, it reminds me kind of like a good, like, classic pop song. Like, you want to watch it, it's fun for your endorphins or whatever, but it's not deep. Yeah, not deep.
I mean, it's art. It's definitely art, because it took a lot of talent
to make this
movie.
It's not deep, yeah.
And Joe Dante, the director, I've enjoyed the movies I've seen of him. He did a movie called Small Soldiers in the late 1990s, which is kind of similar to Gremlins. It's like toys.
Is that the toys fighting thing?
Toys fighting each other, good toys versus bad toys. So kind of similar themes there. And one of my favorite movies, The Burbs, with Tom Hanks from the late 80s. But this movie, you know, if you haven't seen Gremlins, check it out. There's talk about Gremlins 3. Coming around.
Which is good, because I distinctly remember Gremlins 2, and I loved the hell out of it. I may watch it tonight.
I don't remember if I saw that one, because I remember watching Gremlins 1 within the last decade, but I don't know if I watched Gremlins 2.
I was thinking to myself, like, if they made a sequel, it must suck, so now I'm kind of interested.
No, Gizmo gets hardcore in the sequel, man.
Oh, really?
He, like, makes a bow out of a paperclip, and it's awesome.
I like when Gizmo sings.
Yeah, he's adorable. I mean, everybody loves Gizmo, and it's just
he was the original Baby Yoda.
It's a movie where you can tell they had a lot of fun. You know, you can tell the filmmakers just had a blast with this and just did all kinds of silly, silly stuff and put it on screen, and it really works.
And I liked, like, the innocence of it, kind of, like, the main characters, they were, like, really innocent. Almost everybody in the show was,
Really. I mean, they saw how much pain it inflicted on Gizmo when they just spilled some water on him.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
they just kept doing it
that was
because
weird.
They wanted to produce more of them. So they weren't innocent.
That was weird. I didn't like that they kept doing that.
Cardboard Robot on Twitch says they need a World War II Gremlins prequel. It would be interesting to see, you know, the history of the Gremlins. You know, how did the old Chinese guy find them? Where did they come from in China or whatever?
Pretty
that
cool.
would be kind of interesting. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, check us out, freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the
government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.